Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu o zdravom životnom štýle. Dozviete sa 6 praktických nápadov. Tieto sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoradte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka označenie X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to wake up feeling great with enough energy for the whole day.
Do you wake up feeling tired? Experts say you are not alone. One person in 10 says that they don't have enough energy to start the day. But you don't have to feel this way. According to experts, there are lots of simple ways to help you feel better. Suggestion number 1. The traditional 3 meals a day isn't the best way to keep energy up. Research shows that eating 5 small meals a day improves work performance by more than 40%. Each mini meal should contain no more than a handful of food, as that's the size of an average stomach. Try eating slow burn foods, such as wholemeal toast, fruit and yogurt in the morning, some chicken with vegetables for lunch, and brown rice with vegetables for dinner. This will keep your energy up all day long. Suggestion number 2. Low energy can be a sign that you don't pay enough attention to yourself. Take time for life's pleasures. When you wake up, take 30 seconds and plan something special just for yourself. It could be that you would like to meet a friend, or relax doing sport, or spend some time doing your most favourite hobby. The trick is to make it an important part of your day. It is fine that you care for others, but you have the right to think of yourself too. Suggestion number 3. Laughing makes you feel much better. a University of California study found out that just preparing to watch a good TV comedy lowered tiredness by up to 50%. So you can make a choice and watch the popular Friends on TV, or even better, you can invite a friend to watch the comedy with you. Suggestion number 4. Most of us spend long hours thinking about events from the past and worrying about things in the future, which is tiring and has no effect. Only a small part of the things we are anxious about actually happens, says psychiatrist Laura Cass. Don't make endless lists of your duties and responsibilities for the day. This makes your day look more difficult. Suggestion number 5. Tiredness can be a sign of feeling uncomfortable in your working environment. Office equipment gives off low levels of ozone, which limits how well your lungs work. Then it is difficult to get enough oxygen to support your energy. Keep windows open. Buy plants. This will help you to stay fresh. You can also raise your computer screen a little bit. Suggestion number 6. To feel rested and awake during the day, most of us need between 6 and 8 hours sleep a night. But much more important than the length of sleep is the quality, says Professor Jim Horn. 6 hours of sleep without breaks is better than 10 hours of sleep with lots of interruptions. If getting to sleep is a problem, go to bed only when you are actually sleepy. And also, try to get up at the same time. This will train your body clock.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to wake up feeling great with enough energy for the whole day.
Do you wake up feeling tired? Experts say you are not alone. 1 person in 10 says that they don't have enough energy to start the day. But you don't have to feel this way. According to experts, there are lots of simple ways to help you feel better. Suggestion number 1. The traditional 3 meals a day isn't the best way to keep energy up. Research shows that eating 5 small meals a day improves work performance by more than 40%. Each mini-meal should contain no more than a handful of food, as that's the size of an average stomach. Try eating slow-burn foods, such as wholemeal toast, fruit and yogurt in the morning, some chicken with vegetables for lunch, and brown rice with vegetables for dinner. This will keep your energy up all day long. Suggestion number 2. Low energy can be a sign that you don't pay enough attention to yourself. Take time for life's pleasures. When you wake up, take 30 seconds and plan something special just for yourself. It could be that you would like to meet a friend, or relax doing sport, or spend some time doing your most favourite hobby. The trick is to make it an important part of your day. It is fine that you care for others, but you have the right to think of yourself too. Suggestion number 3. Laughing makes you feel much better. A University of California study found out that just preparing to watch a good TV comedy lowered tiredness by up to 50%. So you can make a choice and watch the popular Friends on TV, or even better, you can invite a friend to watch the comedy with you. Suggestion number 4. Most of us spend long hours thinking about events from the past and worrying about things in the future, which is tiring and has no effect. Only a small part of the things we are anxious about actually happens, says psychiatrist Laura Cass. Don't make endless lists of your duties and responsibilities for the day. This makes your day look more difficult. Suggestion number 5. Tiredness can be a sign of feeling uncomfortable in your working environment. Office equipment gives off low levels of ozone, which limits how well your lungs work. Then it is difficult to get enough oxygen to support your energy. Keep windows open. Buy plants. This will help you to stay fresh. You can also raise your computer screen a little bit. Suggestion number 6. To feel rested and awake during the day, most of us need between 6 and 8 hours sleep a night. But much more important than the length of sleep is the quality, says Professor Jim Horn. 6 hours of sleep without breaks is better than 10 hours of sleep with lots of interruptions. If getting to sleep is a problem, go to bed only when you're actually sleepy. And also, try to get up at the same time. This will train your body clock.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.